Final full practice of the week for the Jaguars. Final chance for the Jags to prepare for Sunday's game at home against the Buffalo Bills. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen. JP Shadrick with the senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier. Busy Friday, John. One of the really the busiest Fridays we've had all year.
Yeah, and it's not all great news. A lot of big names on the plate. MJD, Cecil, Jeremy Mincy. May as well get to it.
Yeah, let's get into it today. Florida Blue Practice Field's final full practice for the Jags before the Buffalo Bills come calling. Rookie safety Jonathan Cyprien has been listed as doubtful for the game. This came up during the week, an injury for Cyprien. Also, Maurice Jones-Drew did not practice again today. His hamstring injury has him doubtful for Sunday's game. Cecil Shorts III was back on the field today in a limited capacity, questionable officially with a groin injury. And the news came out about 11 o'clock today that defensive end Jeremy Mincy was released by the Jaguars, and head coach Gus Bradley said it was a difficult decision, but one that the team had to make.
It was tough on him, and it was tough on me too, because, you know, we've had many conversations but we did talk for quite a while. And then, it was first Jeremy and I, and then Dave came in, and we finished the conversation and made the decision. We felt like it was best, you know, for him and for the organization.
Well, John, this was a storyline the last few weeks where he didn't make the trip to Houston. He was back on the sideline for a game, but inactive. It all came to a head today, apparently.
Well, first of all, a lot of guys are going to mince Mincy, me included. Very good guy. I think at some point, though, Gus Bradley had to make a decision. He said he hated to do it, said he didn't want to do it, but at some point he felt like he had to do it and had to do it now, not at the end of the season.
Yeah, for a defensive line that's been improving as the season has gone on, that might be a loss. Let's get to some injuries now. Of course, the biggest one is Maurice Jones-Drew, doubtful for the game. What's the latest?
Well, I think that is the biggest one because in the last few weeks, Mojo has given them enough to be competitive offensively. I don't think he plays. He's going to give it a go. He's going to work some tomorrow. He's going to work some on Sunday. It sounds very, very doubtful.
The other one is, of course, number 84, wide receiver Cecil Shorts III with a groin injury. Questionable, but how likely?
Boy, a lot of names here, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's very likely. He's going to go. I think Cecil's probably as tough a guy as there is on this team. So if he can go, he will. I wouldn't bet on it right now.
Jaguars are in the middle of a three-game homestand right now. They got the win on Thursday night here. They're in game two of that stretch, and then they'll finish out the home schedule next week. Important to keep the home vibe going. It was great on Thursday.
Yeah, and it's going to be tough. Without the guys we're talking about, it's a different team than it was last Thursday. It is important, though, for this team to keep this thing going. All the guys you talked to this week, they're not so concerned about winning and losing the rest of the way. They want to keep playing well, and they want to carry this into next season. It is important, even though it's going to be more difficult, if MJD and Cecil don't play.
Great week of work, John.
Good stuff. Thank you, JP.
The 4-9 Buffalo Bills and the 4-9 Jaguars meet Sunday at 1 o'clock at Everbank Field. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen.